JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 67, The Dreyfus Affair.
Alfred Dreyfus, the Jewish captain on the French general staff, was brought to trial for treason. He was found guilty by a French court-martial on cooked-up evidence, on forged documents, on false testimony. Nevertheless, people believed that he was guilty. Now, the Dreyfus Affair was the main event in Europe in 1893. So correspondents from all of the major newspapers in Europe converged on Paris to cover the Dreyfus trial. One of the correspondents was a Jew by the name of Theodor Herzl, who was a correspondent and a playwright and an op-ed writer who worked for a newspaper in Vienna, the New Free World. The New Free World was owned by Jews, but the Jews who owned it were very assimilated, and to a great extent, they were very anti-Jewish. And Herzl was given the assignment to cover this trial. By the way, the New Free World was the newspaper of record, so to speak, in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. There are many books written about comparing it to what, for instance, the New York Times claims to be in the United States today, which has a similar background, a newspaper owned by Jews. Jews are assimilated. Jews are who are not necessarily pro-Jewish or pro-Israel, etc., etc. In any event, Herzl shows up. He witnesses the trial. He sees how Dreyfus is convicted, and he hears 50,000 Frenchmen in the stadium shout, "Death to the Jews!" And that's a shock to him, because he's an assimilated Jew. He thought that by now all of that was over. Anti-Semitism wasn't going to exist anymore. And here in France, which stands for equality and justice and brotherhood and everything else that's positive in the world, he hears the mob shout, "Death to the Jews!" And that set him thinking. And he came to a conclusion, why is anti-Semitism present? Which is an old question. The rabbis in the Talmud said it's almost unavoidable because the Jewish people are different. Not only different, because the Jewish people are the conscience of the world. Nobody likes a conscience. Nobody likes the people who are different. Nobody likes the stubborn people. But in any event, Herzl, who was coming from a different background and who was unaware of the Talmud and the rabbis and all of that, in fact, his own son wasn't even circumcised and never had a bar mitzvah. Herzl comes to the conclusion that the Jewish people are hated because they're abnormal. His definition of normal was that you have to have a country, you have to have a flag, you have to have an anthem, and later on you have to have an Olympic team. You have to be like everybody else, right? You got to be like, you know, like Venezuela or like Guatemala. I mean, nobody hates Guatemala. And out of the germ of that idea to somehow combat anti-Semitism was born his idea of political Zionism, which was generated by the fact of this first Dreyfus trial. Just to finish with Dreyfus, he was recalled. Emil Zola took up his defense. It became obvious that all the charges were trumped up. He was brought back from Devil's Island. He was tried again and again found guilty by the same anti-Semitic French general staff. But this time the country was so split, it became almost a point of revolution that the French president pardoned Dreyfus. And Dreyfus retook his commission in the French army, fought for the French army in the First World War, died in the 1920s, never realizing what a focal point in Jewish history he was. As many times the hero is unaware that he's the hero, and the villain is unaware that he is the villain. I want to thank you for watching. My name is Beryl Wein.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.